time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, November 9th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to start off with Dr. Jeff being in the house in the next segment. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, ask the vet. Text him to me at 231-360-5140. He had surgery yesterday morning, plus we had post-election day show for you. We talked about everything that went on the election. And I got to tell you, Democrats ran the table in the elections yesterday. Two Democrat state representatives got elected mayor of Warren, Michigan and Westland, Michigan. We talked about it extensively yesterday's show. As a result, they're resigning their seats in Lansing. When they do, it'll be 54-54. Gridlock will be in full force in Lansing because the Democrats do not and will not have control. As a matter of fact, they introduced resolution yesterday to end the legislative session, net effectively today. Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 14th, the legislative session officially terminates. This year's legislature is out. Now, what's going to happen? That's going to start ticking the clock. 90 days from this coming Tuesday, roughly February 14th, 3 months, all of the bills that they've passed this year that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed, where they did not get immediate effect because six state Republican senators didn't vote to give it immediate effect on those bills, they go into effect. The gun bills, all of it, prevailing wage, all of it goes into effect. And most importantly, moving up our presidential primary to February 27th before the New Hampshire primary. Penalizing Republican delegates because of the RNC rules under Ronald Romney McDaniel will not sign off and give them a waiver, not understanding the political power structure in our state, ignoring what's going on in Lansing, basically forcing Christina Caramo to do an end around, a workaround of holding a caucus and a state convention of precinct delegates to get the other 39 delegates back. Unbelievable what's going on in Lansing. They even changed the permitting process last night. We're going to talk about that for solar farms. I'll be heading over and making public comment tonight at the Belknap Township Hall. But they, in the last minute, changed it and passed it, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. We're going to explain all that to you as well. Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. I'm Trekker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one. Jeff is tied up in a surgery right now. We're going to try to get him into the next segment at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to just put Dr. Jeff, your questions on hold. I got a couple of text messages already for him. So we're going to put those on hold until 9:35. Hopefully he'll be done, wrapped up, and able to come on the show then. Yesterday afternoon, the Michigan State Senate. Now, you have to understand, they control the Senate by two votes. 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Wind turbine farms, as well as solar panel farms, need a permit to build these type of solar energy wind turbine farms here in the state of Michigan. Well, after a vote late yesterday afternoon, the permitting process for these projects is going to shift from local communities to the state's Public Service Commission. Well, we shall see. Because I believe the Michigan Association of Counties, the Michigan Township Association, is going to take this to court. This will be tied up in court. They cannot shift the permitting authority from local municipalities, bypassing their zoning ordinance and laws and giving it to an unelected bureaucratic department appointed by a governor of the state. Michigan lawmakers approved another major change to the state's energy policy on Wednesday, passing a two-bill package that will let state regulators override local decisions about where and how to allow large-scale wind and solar projects. The bills, which pitted environmentalists against local government advocates, passed narrowly along party lines 20-18. All 20 Democrats unanimous support, all the Republicans against it. The measures will soon head to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk, where she's expected to sign them. Why? Because they already passed in the House. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings, Democrat communist from Grand Rapids, said, quote, "We are setting an example for the rest of the nation on how to navigate the deeply complex realm of energy policy in a way that promotes affordability and bald-faced lie, and reliability and another bald-faced lie, drives job creation and another bald-faced lie, and honors the role we must play in mitigating climate change." And doesn't exist. Everything she just said in her main talking points, end quote, was a bald-faced lie. First of all, there is no such thing as climate change. We go through cycles. Back in the 1970s, Time magazine had a front cover, "The Heading Ice Age." The coming ice age, excuse me. The coming ice age. We were going to freeze to death. Everything was going to be ice, even in the summertime. All of our lakes would continue to be frozen over for the entire year. The oceans would start to freeze. The coming ice age in the 1970s. Here we are now, 50 years later. Well, it's no longer global warming, because that didn't happen. The North Pole, the ice caps didn't melt like they predicted. The oceans didn't rise from the melting ice. So they went from global warming to climate change. Of course, the climate changes. We go through cycles. It's called ambient or median temperatures, averages. You can't put the thermostat for the entire globe on 80 degrees in the summer and 20 degrees in the winter and hold it steady like you can with an electronic thermostat. It doesn't work that way. We have fluctuations. We have swings. We have cycles. Look at the data. look at the facts. Some are saying we're going to have a brutally cold winter. Others are saying it's going to be mild. Who knows until it happens? Well, just look at all the hurricanes. Yeah. Look at the number of years we haven't had that many. Look at all the rain we're getting. Look at all the snow that's coming. It cycles, people. You don't have to mitigate climate change, Winnie, because it doesn't exist. And how is it that they can even make the statement that windmills, wind turbines, and solar panels are going to promote affordability? Explain that one to me, please. Michigan is 41st out of 50 when it comes to sunshine. Yeah, today we have a beautiful, sunny, blue sky, puffy white cloud day out there. The sun is shining. But we don't have sunshine every single day. Reliability, if you're relying on windmills and solar panels, you remove reliability. There's only a couple of means of reliability out there, and one of them you guys have taken away from us. Hydroelectricity, the cheapest, best, affordable, cleanest way to generate electricity using dams, you guys have removed them all or turned them off, decommissioned them so they can't produce electricity. Nuclear power, non-existent, basically, in the state of Michigan. Governor Whitmer wants Palisades turned back on, fighting like heck to get that done with the EPA. Natural gas or any other type of fuel burning, creating electricity, is the best way to protect reliability. Clean coal, natural gas, biomass, whatever you want to burn, will create the best reliable electricity, period. Job creation? That's a complete fallacy. You might get some jobs to put them up, but once they put them up, those jobs go away. Once you build the wind turbines and you put up the solar panels, that's it. Go home, boys and girls. But basically handcuffing local municipalities to have a say as to what goes on in their own communities. Proponents call the measures essential to another controversial policy the legislature passed this week. A requirement for utilities to deliver 100% clean energy by 2040. Not based in science, based on their agenda, their political agenda. They want Michigan to put out these press releases when Whitmer signs these unconstitutional bills into law. They want her to be able to go on national TV shows, national news shows, and brag about what she got accomplished in Michigan with the Democrats' help in the House and the Senate. Period. End of story. This is all for her political future. She does not care what this is going to do to Michigan and Michigan's economy. These policies, folks, are going to drive manufacturing out of this state. You cannot run a manufacturing plant, a factory, with three-phase and four-phase power requirements on windmills and solar panels. It's not going to happen. The sun doesn't shine enough and the wind doesn't blow enough. And we don't even have the battery technology to store the energy when it does shine or blow. Unbelievable. This is without a doubt going to be challenged in court. Why? Because what the opponents were saying, restricting local governments' abilities to block renewable energy projects will leave some rural communities, mostly northern Michigan, overrun with wind and solar projects. Ed McBroom, the senator up in the UP, the 38th state Senate district, said, quote, so many of you constantly, persistently tell everyone how much you love the UP and other northern rural Michigan areas. Yet the very things that make you appreciate the economy, the culture, the natural beauty, the picturesque landscapes will all be stripped away, end quote. The state's two largest utility companies, DTE Energy. DTE Energy, folks, is the one coming tonight to the planning commissioners asking for a special use permit to put up solar farms in the highly agricultural county of Presque Isle County. And the other member of the monopoly, Consumers Energy, have both vowed to become net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Dan Scripps, the very liberal communist chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission, because he was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, regulates both DTE and Consumers and says the companies are struggling to stay on track because of local opposition, which scuttles wind and solar projects. Yes, because the locals have common sense, Dan. They understand that it takes more energy to manufacture and to install a wind turbine than it's capable of generating in its lifetime. You use more energy making the dang thing and putting it up than what it's capable of producing. And solar doesn't work in Michigan. The sun doesn't shine enough. And the extreme temperatures in the wintertime will cause damage to the solar panels, threatening the underground water aquifers. They leak rare earth minerals into the water tables. I'm going to be talking about that tonight at the meeting. We're going to try to get Dr. Jeff on in the next segment. That's news. I'm in the news break. We'll be right back.